All right, the next committee will be Academic Student Affairs Committee. Karen Acera. Carol?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday, September 7, at 3 p.m. Trustees present were Cepeda, Estrada, Acera, Holmes, Courts, McMillan, Smart, Schumach, Hall, and Hoffman. And I thank those not on the committee for attending. We always enjoy your presence and your input. We also welcomed President Colleen and several members of campus leadership. In our regular business, we approved the minutes of the last meeting of July 20, 2016, and we reviewed the following recommendations prior to advancement to the board as a whole. Appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. Appoint interim vice president for academic affairs. Appoint interim vice president for research. Appoint dean, College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, Urbana. Appoint dean, Carl, Illinois College of Medicine, Urbana. Appoint interim dean, College of Education, Urbana. Revise funding for the University of Illinois Deloitte Foundation Center for Business Analytics, College of Business, Urbana. Approve multi-year agreement with head varsity coach, football, Urbana. Appoint interim dean, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. And appoint interim dean, College of Public Affairs and Administration, Springfield. There was then a presentation by Donna McNeely, the Executive Director of Ethics and Compliance, to update the committee members on sexual assault prevention efforts on the campuses, and chancellors of each of the universities spoke about specifics to their campuses. Each university has instituted training for all students, launched campaigns to increase awareness, and created websites with resources for students. The university exceeds the federal requirements for compliance. Dr. Marilyn Marshall and Chicago Provost Susan Poser, Springfield Interim Provost Jim Ermentinger, and Urbana Interim Provost Ed Thazer presented on the academic planning process. Dr. Marshall provided a brief background, and the three provosts discussed the specifics from each campus. They included updates and progress on those programs flagged during last year's academic unit review, as well as their responses to the state's budget impasse. This presentation illustrated the rigorous planning in place in each of our campuses. There was no old business. Our next meeting will be on November 9, 2016 at 3 p.m. at the UIC Student Center West. And in closing, I just want to comment on the caliber of the appointments that we'll be voting on today that were brought to our committee. I hope you'll notice both the interim and the permanent positions that we've put in place, I think, have really upgraded what we already do so well here. And I'm just impressed in everyone who took part in planning for all of those positions. So we look forward to working again with all the wonderful people that we'll be voting on in just a few minutes. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Very good. Any questions for Karen? Just echo your comment about the quality of the people. I'd also just reinforce the comment you said about the academic review process and what we went through. And again, so thankful to you all and your people and what you've been doing in that process and what you continue to intend to do in the future. It's very, very critical to the university and our financial, not only our financial stability, but also expanding our quality and the delivery of education that we have. So thank you for all that effort.
Mr. McKeever?
Yes, go ahead.
Just a question relative to the academic review and perhaps with President Colleen's presentation this morning about the enrollment, increased enrollment, and a question about whether or not any of the things that are taking place in the academic review or the number of students or quality of students have any potential impact on the ratings of the university, rankings of the university.
Yes, I think the quick answer is yes. And in the November meeting, the plan is to present the strategic enrollment planning that's been taking place with all the provosts, informed by the academic review in substantial ways. We, as we do our job well, we will be get rated highly. We don't actually use the rating as a metric of attainment explicitly, but we look at the success, accomplishments, you know, the all of the above, and that will, those two things are very closely tied. Short answer is yes.
Very good. Great question, important question. Any other questions for Karen? All right, hearing none.